going to be wet and slippery. Be careful. As far as accidents go, at this second, we're still doing okay. I just checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, all of it doing good. Spring semester 2019 classes begin January 9th at Trenum State Community College. Registration is January 7th and 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands. Price for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
January 2nd is National Buffet Day. When choosing a buffet, here are some things to look for. A carving station, international dishes, a variety of desserts, and of course, a sneeze guard. Bon appetit on National Buffet Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House and Senate leaders, Democrats and Republicans, are invited to the White House this afternoon to meet with President Trump about border security and the partial government shutdown.
Democrats are planning to introduce spending legislation when they take control of the House tomorrow as the 116th Congress is seated. The two-pronged plan funds most of the government through September, except Homeland Security. A separate package funds that department through February 8th, and it contains no money for a border wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calls the idea a non-starter.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met in Brazil with the newly sworn-in president there, Jair Bolsonaro.
We know that you intend to make Brazil a safer, more prosperous nation, and please know you have the United States as your partner in doing so.
President Bolsonaro is a right-wing former army captain. He broke a string of four straight presidential election wins in Brazil by the left-leaning Workers' Party. This is Fox News.
When he left, he said,
I'll be back.
And now,
I'm back.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the return of Greg Budell.
I'm speechless.
Jay Scott, did you miss Greg?
You damn right.
Emily Hayes, how did Greg's absence affect you?
And I've gone flipping mental. I've lost it.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. In your best Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voice, did you miss Greg?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Rich Thomas. I understand there was some unrest in the ranks of the Greg Budell fan club.
Good thing there's not a lot of tall buildings in Montgomery.
Is everything okay now?
Meh.
Welcome back, Greg Budell. Now stand by for three men and a lady.
Rusty, very clever getting the occasional Cortex reference into the intro. It is three men and a lady. Jay Scott's in the house.
Yay, fun.
Emily Hayes. And of course, the one, the only, occasionally, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
We have had several days of rainfall, yes, but we knew going into it that we were going to have several days, and we have a few more days left before the sun makes a triumphant return. For today, there's been a few showers around this morning. Some of you are getting wet right now. Otherwise, a cloudy, mild day with periods of showers, especially this afternoon and tonight. With today's high 66 after 70 yesterday on the first day of the year, not bad. Tonight's low 54. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers from time to time, high in the low to mid-60s. Then tomorrow night and Friday, rain likely, a few thunderstorms. storms as well, as this next storm system, kind of a, call it the caboose, if you will. It's the last one in a series. Then it becomes windy with 55 tomorrow night, Friday's high in the mid-60s. Then sunshine makes a triumphant return on Saturday with a high around 59. We'll be well up in the mid to upper 60s on Sunday and Monday with more sun, so a nice string of days ahead after we get rid of the clouds and the gloom. Right now, this morning, light rain out at the airport. Cloudy skies. Temperature is 60 with calm winds. It's 8:07.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Boy, I'm thinking about the people who came home from vacation. You're tired. You're glad to be home, but you're back home. You open the door, and disaster. Soaked carpets, water in the bathroom and kitchen, ruined drywall, and the smell. You know, we're talking about a plumbing problem that was lurking that became a big problem while these folks were gone. And that's why I got the whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Luke Wire. Folks, I count on whenever I have a plumbing issue, the whole house plumbing inspection is great peace of mind. And find out if there is a problem ready to become a big problem. They are reliable at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're professional. And if you need a plumber, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, even over the holidays. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So for over two decades, they have been number one in the River Region. I didn't know about them two decades ago, but a few years ago, a couple of years ago at least, I found out, a friend said, as I was trying to find a plumber, said, do you know about Plumbing by Luke Wire? Well, I used them for AC and heating, but now they are my go-to plumber. So give them a call, and I guarantee I can vouch for them. They even call ahead when they're on their way. They're going to tell you that they're just a few minutes away, and that's a great thing as well. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
You guys are going to be surprised, but I finally found something I could start binge watching.
Oh,
what you got?
Because it was a show that when it was on TV, I never really, I mean, I knew of it. I knew it was popular for a long time, but I'd never really taken the time to watch it. The Office.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh, so far I have. I'm halfway through season one.
It's it's one of the top binge watching shows, according to a recent study.
Goose got into it.
It's a great show.
So we watched a couple of episodes the first night down. And it was later in the series, and it didn't take long to kind of figure out who was who and when. And I got to tell you, sadly, and I think most of the crew on that show would agree, I don't think they let that show on the air today because it gets so politically incorrect. But that's what makes it funny.
Oh, man.
It holds a mirror up because they've got every office stereotype possible in that show.
Well, it's set in Scranton.
Yeah.
Scranton,
yeah.
Pennsylvania. Scranton.
It's so great. Have you done the stereotypes episode yet?
Was that the one
where they put the card on their head?
The card on their head, yeah. Yes. That was hysterical. It was hysterical. And, you know, here's the thing. I was reading something else over the weekend about All in the Family and other shows that could never happen today. That the fact is, All in the Family was way ahead of its time when it first debuted, considering what we were used to.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
And it's amazing, but it's almost 50 years since that show premiered. It would be ahead of its time again.
It would be.
If somebody had a way to reconfigure that show, find some good characters, that show would be well ahead of its time a second time.
How about Archie? Was he the best cast actor of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Few people realize it, but Mickey Rooney was the one they originally wanted for that role, and he didn't want to do it.
I never knew that.
It's true, and yeah, he was the first choice, but Carol O'Connor got it. Now it's weird. Carol O'Connor did bit parts in like a lot of old war movies, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and it's so weird to see him in any role outside Archie.
And apparently, if you know his personality, he is nothing like Archie.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
He was nothing like.
Yeah. But to me, he did one of the most incredible things any actor has ever done in television history, and that's transition. How could anybody be more stereotyped to a role than Carol O'Connor was for not only the years All in the Family was on, but Archie Bunker's Place.
Don Knotts.
For Carol O'Connor to go from Archie Bunker to like almost the complete end.
Oh yeah,
opposite end.
Yeah,
in the heat of the night.
The heat of the night. That's true.
And when you watch In the Heat of the Night, you're not saying, "Look, that's Archie Bunker playing a sheriff." He just did it. Yeah. That is so hard to accomplish. Because Don Knotts was kind of stuck with the character he created on Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
And.
Think of Gomer. He couldn't have played the Archie Bunker role.
Coming up this week on PBS, there's a, I think it's one of the American Masters that they do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they're focusing on Sammy Davis Jr. And they do talk about his idea for the kiss.
Oh, yes. On All in the Family.
Yes.
Which was really eyebrows raising.
I watched that episode the night it aired live for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were with a pretty large group of people, and everybody went nuts because it was such a perfect touch to that show.
And what sound effect raised eyebrows for the first time on television on
Toilet Flush.
Toilet Flush.
Yeah. That's right.
You learn a lot on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. It broke a lot of ground. And it would do it again if they were able to reconfigure it today somehow, some way. I do not have this week's Food Outlet specials.
Oh, my God. What?
I know. I don't mean to disappoint anybody. But basically, here's the deal. When I shop at Food Outlet, I know I'm paying cost plus 10%, whatever it is I buy. Did get a great deal on some New York strips for breakfast tomorrow. Got a package of Konecka bacon.
Happy New Year.
You know, they want like $9.99 for Konecka at other stores.
That's crazy.
That's madness.
If they even carry it, $6.06 a pound. Mm. So, of course, I bought that with a head of lettuce and a four-pack of beautiful red fresh tomatoes.
We are so spoiled.
Sourdough bread. So somebody I know, people I love and know intimately, are going to be getting BLTs by the end of the week.
Oh, man.
Depends how quickly I can get back up to speed on my routine. Food Outlet, you will save in every department, especially when you take the time to compare what you're paying for stuff like cheese and things in the dairy, the meat department, the bread department, the dessert department. When they want $7.99 for a half gallon of Bluebell at the big chains, you are getting killed when you can get it for under $5 for the big full half gallon at Food Outlet. And I'll look for that new Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. Food Outlet has three locations on Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street in Prattville, and of course on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where Bailey Grahams have resumed as of this week. It is 8:15. Now we got a conundrum going here. Half the people in an online poll say they still get one of these every year, even though it's kind of
it's
an antiquity.
Yes.
What is this item? First person with the correct answer at 272-9228 is going to win a $10 gift card.
Do you realize what that's like at Seafood Bistro, what $10 can do? So get on the phone right now. Give us a call.
Red beans and rice, man.
Yeah.
Red beans and rice, gumbo, dragon style shrimp. Oh. Yeah.
Let's put our minds together and give you a generous hint. Over half of people in an online poll say they still plan to get one of these in 2019.
Out of date, folks, these days, but you're still getting them.
So maybe it's a comfort item. Who knows?
What is it? What is it? What are we talking about?
272-9228. There better be lots of calls when I get back.
We're
going to be playing National Anthem some country.
Pull this car over.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 busy, but doing okay as the 9 o'clock crowd starts making their way in. I just checked the East Boulevard over 85 again. That construction zone is just a booger bear. Be careful there. Taylor Road at East Chase looking fine. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville. For more information, call David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Obnoxious New Year's Resolution
Mr.
Maker.
Mr. Obnoxious New Year's Resolution Maker.
This year, you intend to keep your resolutions and to keep constantly telling us about them. You're taking the stairs instead of the elevator? Oh, and tell us about recycling more.
We resolved not to give a crap.
You haven't felt like smoking for two whole days? Yippee!
But we felt like strangling you all day, yeah.
So when every conversation is interrupted by a braggadocious tale of 10-minute treadmill toughness, don't get angry. Instead, keep your resolution to completely ignore Mr. Obnoxious New Year's Resolution Maker, a real American hero.
Mr. Obnoxious New Year's Resolution Maker.
For someone who's lost weight, you sure have a big fat mouth.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An Alabama company has recalled tons of hot sausages because they may be contaminated with bits of metal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says they have no reports of injuries from R.L. Ziegler sausages that were shipped nationwide from Selma. The recall affects chicken and pork sausage labeled as red hots. Some of them are also labeled extra hot. Montgomery police are investigating a stabbing. They say a man was stabbed in the 2400 block of Plum Street Tuesday afternoon. His injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not said what led to this incident. So far, no arrests have been made. And Alabama State University's marching band performed in the 130th Annual Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California. The Hornets were one of 20 college bands to perform this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Should all collusion be forgot, California's up in flames. NASA put a space probe on Mars. Kanye West, he went insane. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. They sentenced Bill Cosby. Solved all racism. Goodbye, 2018.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's 8:20, first Wednesday of 2019, and we have a conundrum going, and it's going to end quickly if we don't get a correct answer from our next caller. Because there's no, what do we have to pull teeth here? Do we have to
I don't know if we need to give another, let's put it out there again.
Okay, what could we say? We've already said that it's outdated.
Yeah, let's re-ask the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then add the hints to it. Y'all get ready to call at 272-9228.
More than half of folks still get one of these.
Yeah.
But they're outdated now, but you still
almost
get one of these.
Use the word obsolete.
Obsolete, yeah. They used to be a big deal, but they're not now.
There's that one movie where...
Yeah.
So 272-9228, what do you think this item is? Get a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with the winning answer. And David, welcome to the show.
Hey.
The new phone book's here.
It's phone book.
It's the new phone book. The new phone book. Was that the hint that gave it away? Because that is the winning answer.
That's it. And... we're talking about Steve Martin in The Jerk.
I'm somebody.
Yeah, I am somebody. That's right. So we still get these phone books, folks, but now people use them to, prop up tables that are lopsided.
Yeah. I had a friend that, when I was a kid, her sister used the phone book in Birmingham she put it in the driver's seat to boost her up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
when they were thicker.
Folks, you remember, if you've ever been to a big city, it's like New York City. It's like a thick.
Oh, they had double vines.
That's the white. That's the white pages, and that's the yellow pages, and they're both humongous.
Yep.
Yeah. How long? Do you guys still got landlines?
I still have a landline for fax purposes. You know, when you
right. I don't know that Greg has seen
what
this or not. Did I show you the headphones?
She's excited.
Did I show you the landline phone that we
got
for Christmas? Because we have a landline. It comes wrapped up in the cable package or whatever, Roll Tide Roll. And so my baby sister had my name for Christmas for Secret Santa and got us this, because they don't make rotary phones anymore, but it's a rotary dial, but it's Swedish mint green. The color of the phone. And
the
car,
that color.
It's got the old bell in it. It's not like a digital ring or anything like that. It's got that old bell in it. And, man, she gave us that for Christmas, and I think I called the house 20 times in 1 week just to hear the phone.
Simple ring. Pleasures.
I love it. So when people call that phone, it's amazing.
I have one of those phones. It's an antique, and I really probably should sell it to somebody who'd be interested, because it would work.
What?
But it's one of those old Andy Griffith phones with the mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Used to live in here.
I had it in here, yeah.
Yeah.
And they bailed on.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're going to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card, David.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Life is exciting.
Wow, we have solved yet another one. Getting ready to post the January edition of Boom Magazine. That's Brant McDonald on the cover.
Yeah.
He's going to be a busy guy. He'll be joining us, I think, Tuesday afternoon next week. But I wrote a column about him. Whenever they profile somebody I know, I like to write a supplementary column that has a little fun. And in there, you will learn the secrets to money mismanagement that I have employed over the years. I mean, I suppose I should be embarrassed, right? Because it's some pretty stupid stuff. But... that's just the way it worked out.
Stock market up 265 right now.
That's really early.
This is what I got. Yeah, up 265.
I'll take it. I hope this green trend continues. Yep, looking good. At 824. Now, just as I was coming back to Montgomery, I was in the last few miles, and a sign popped up on my dashboard that said, tire maintenance. So... it doesn't mean there's a blowout or anything. It just means it's time for rotation. So here's what I'm going to do. I have to go back to the dentist tomorrow. I'm back to Dr. Kane right after the morning show. So I'll drop my car off at Bell Road, get a lift a few blocks north to the dentist. They can deal with the tire maintenance issue, whatever it is.
You're talking about Duncan and Sons.
Duncan and Sons. And by the way, they will be here Friday with a big... did anybody check...
yeah, we got a winner.
We had a winner?
You had a winner, yeah.
And
that's a big deal winner. It's a big deal winner. Well, he wasn't asked till now.
Yeah, I didn't think about it till now. I have to go back. I'm going to go over there and find it and find out who it was. But I did look yesterday. And honestly, I thought, because I thought you probably had known about it, but... Let me scroll to your page.
I've been busy unpacking. Why is it, it takes like a day to pack for a trip and 7 days to...
Yeah.
You gotta sort it because you gotta wash laundry and
it's not the same priority of time crunch on the back end.
Now, that was for a $500 gift certificate and a six-pack of the works, right?
Yeah, it was Kathleen McQueen Wright.
Wow!
Kathleen McQueen Wright, congratulations to you. We need you to get in touch with us so we can arrange your prize.
That's a big deal.
And what will obviously be the final Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon of the year will be Friday morning because Alabama will be playing Clemson. Was this the third time they've had to play each other?
Yeah, I was hoping Clemson...
It's like the fifth time they've had to in the playoffs.
I was hoping, I was hoping they would go down to defeat Clemson.
Oh, who would be defeated?
Clemson.
Clemson.
They beat Notre Dame,
I'm just tired of Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson beat Notre Dame and Oklahoma.
Notre Dame.
No business, really.
If you talk to the Notre Dame coach, they played a terrible game. I mean, they really did.
Notre Dame had no business being there. They were always overrated. Those teams from the Midwest always.
They made so many mistakes during that game.
It's just another victory.
I mean, I don't...
Anyway, Dom will join us Friday morning. We will post out another fabulous prize because he loves to give away prizes, especially when Alabama wins.
I think my starter's going out because this morning when I went to leave, I turned it and I just heard a click.
Yeah, well, that could be or the battery.
Didn't you just have a problem with that the other day? You couldn't get the car started?
Yeah. Okay. It's happened a few times now.
Okay.
But I just had that starter replaced like 2 years ago after I bought Betty White.
A click.
Drop your car off at the Millbrook location. They'll take you home. They'll pick you up when it's ready.
She did a fine job filling in for you for breakfast.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? What did you make?
Well, the first day, it was very, very healthy. It was a great casserole that included spinach.
Spinach, red pepper, bacon, and cheese, and eggs.
Yeah, it was really good. Next day was a little more festive, a little more sugar, a little more, but it was delicious.
It was a cinnamon cream cheese puff pastry.
Yes, it was.
And then Friday.
Sausage balls.
Sausage balls went down to the final numbers. In fact,
sausage balls weren't allowed to sit downstairs.
In fact,
we kept the balls up here.
I think you made those before because I did love those.
No, I've never. I didn't make them until.
What?
For the first time in my life, I made them over Christmas.
Well, whose sausage balls was I eating?
Well, not my sausage balls. But they're really good. I think they're really good.
She did a wonderful job on breakfast.
Because somebody had to pick up that and make sure these kids stay fed. And I did my best in your absence.
Hey, and it's great practice for marriage. When you'll be expected to do that every day of the week, every single day. And what's for dinner, honey?
I cook. I do. Cook things.
I'm more than happy for her to do that because she brings her leftovers here and offers me some.
Yeah.
Yay. Very nice.
I usually have lunch to share with Jay. I have New Year's Day food leftovers for lunch today that my future mother-in-law made, Miss Linda. Plus peach cobbler, roll tide roll.
By the way, let me mention, Don Duncan has three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Sorry.
On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison. Always wholesale prices on tires, whatever service you need. Any accommodation to get your car and get in and out with minimal inconvenience to you at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And we'll see Don and Mitch here on Friday morning. It's 8:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 busy, but doing okay as the 9 o'clock crowd starts making their way in. I just checked the East Boulevard over 85 again. That construction zone is just a booger bear. Be careful there. Taylor Road at East Chase looking fine. prime limited leasing space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville. For more information, call David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Thank you, Jerry. It's 8:31.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
That coffee really kicked in, huh?
Yeah.
Jimmy Cheeks.
Cloudy. We've had some showers in the area this morning, and the chance of showers will remain in the forecast today. In fact, showers are especially likely this afternoon and tonight across the area, with a high today around 66. We had 70 yesterday on the first day of the year, a big departure from last year at this time when we were in bitter cold Arctic air. Tonight's low down to about 54. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers around from time to time, high temperature in the low to mid 60s. Then tomorrow night and Friday, this storm system coming in out of Louisiana will move northeastward, and rain is likely, a few thunderstorms. It becomes windy. 55 the low tomorrow night. Friday's high in the mid-60s. Then sunshine returns on Saturday as that storm system departs with a high around 59. And then how about mid to upper 60s on Sunday and Monday with more sunshine? A nice string of beautiful days after we get rid of all the rain and gloom, and that'll be through Friday. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, light rain out at the airport. Temperature is 60 with calm winds. It's 8:32.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Thank you, Jay. It is 8:32.
Welcome.
We may or may not have morning maroons. There's just not... Uh-oh.
It's gone down now.
Yeah, that was a...
Crap.
That was fast.
Yeah, really. Well... That's why Brant's with us this afternoon around 5:10 to explain.
That's the first swing in the wild swing.
All in one morning, in less than...
We're talking about the stock market in now in negative territory.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I wonder what the reason is. I wonder what the excuse is.
Thank you, Ethel.
What you're all afraid of. Ethel.
What is that, her last name?
Ethel Mervin.
Yeah. What she sounded like a little bit ago.
It's 8:33. We got your local news, and then we're back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a stabbing. They say a man was stabbed in the 2400 block of Plum Street Tuesday afternoon. His injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not said what led to the incident. So far, no arrests have been made. An Alabama company has recalled tons of hot sausages because they may be contaminated with bits of metal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says they have no reports of injuries from R.L. Ziegler sausages that were shipped nationwide from Selma. The recall affects chicken and pork sausage labeled as red hots, some of them also labeled extra hot. And Alabama State University's marching band performed in the 130th Annual Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California. The Hornets were one of 20 college bands to perform this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here we are, a week into the new year. By now, like most Americans, you've given up on that New Year's resolution to lose weight and get in shape. But there's still time to make another resolution this year. Why not resolve to be chubby, unproductive, and miserable? Just think, there's no tedious exercise program, no expensive gym membership, no fitness gear to buy. It's genius. All you need is a quick trip to Walmart. Hit the Twinkie aisle, the chip aisle, and the dairy aisle. Grab some butter so the paramedics can grease your butt to get it through the door of your house when your heart explodes. This year, resolve to be just like the rest of us. Chubby, unproductive, and miserable. Hey, it works for your boss.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home?
Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've seen The Force Awakens. You're back at work. Your resolution to lose weight already ended at the Sizzler Pudding Bar. Face it, this year's gonna suck as much as your previous 42. Fortunately, there's something to numb the pain. Introducing alcohol. Available in bars, stores, and jugs in redneck backyards, alcohol is guaranteed to relieve your suffering.
Thanks to alcohol, I went from wallowing in self-pity to... I don't remember.
Best of all, you don't need a prescription to enjoy alcohol. Just a valid ID. And a wig if you don't want to be recognized as a troubled NFL quarterback.
I hated my coworkers. And then I came to the office after using alcohol. And let's just say I'll never have to see them again.
Talk to your doctor about alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, don't. Side effects include dizziness, talking to lampposts, bickering, promiscuity, overestimating your own and others' attractiveness, weight gain, singing Sweet Caroline at the top of your lungs, liver sensitivity, and lower back tattoos.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
Liposuction. Have the doctor suck the fat right out.
Cause I wanna overeat
all night.
Cause I wanna overeat
all night.
Yeah, I wanna overeat
all night.
All night.
Be advised, guys.
During January, we celebrate Man Watchers Week. So grab your binoculars and check this out.
So you don't want to make sure she has to back up to get a good look at you. It is 8:40, 20 before the top of the hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. We will be having a big Duncan and Son. I'm so excited we had a winner.
Yeah.
Me too. I thought we were, because you know how the year went so hard to get a winner.
Yeah. The first, I think it took 7 or 8 weeks.
This, Kathleen answered, her answer was a week ago. So, yeah, we had this up early.
Yeah, because that was going away.
So, plenty of time for people to give a range of scores.
Yeah, I bet you spent a while going through and seeing.
Didn't take long to get there.
Really? Yeah,
did not take long to get there. Somebody missed it by 1 point.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've had that a few times this year.
Yes.
With weird scores.
But it says the precise outcome in the rules.
Yeah.
And that's what we must have because, like, we're really picky about that sort of thing. Excuse me. I have been searching at large for stupid news stories.
Yeah.
There's not much available out there. But I did post the January Boom magazine. Brant McDonald is featured on the cover. And I wrote a companion column, which largely features, it's kind of a, and I've said this to him in the year, you know, if only I had known you in the 80s. Right. If I had just known you in the 80s.
When you were making stupid money.
But I had picked a different financial manager, me, and I couldn't have made a worse choice. And when I make mistakes, they are very, very expensive mistakes. So it's honest. For those of you who... wish me ill, you'll get a big kick out of it.
Gosh, who would wish you ill?
Well, I got a story here about, let's bring in former Secretary of State Zolan today, shall we?
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I think at some levels, even though... his middle name is
Creepy
with a capital C. We have to include Kevin Spacey. I don't know what the point of that video.
That video?
That was
we
so
don't know.
Bizarre.
Still
so very
that.
Strange.
Yeah, well, the Massachusetts judge has now ordered him to appear in his arraignment next week on that charge. Interesting, he should release that video in advance of this particular information. But from what I've been able to gather, I have yet to find one person that thought, nice move there, Kevin.
Right, right.
We'll skip that. We have a package thief, a porch pirate, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
California woman fed up with package thieves. Captured footage of a man. By the way, that's the one thing I love about the Ring system that Mr. Electric put in.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I was in Florida, it gave me many opportunities to look in and see the dogs and
stuff.
And then feel like I was so far away. She got tired of people stealing stuff off her porch, so she filled a box with cat poop. And then had the security camera on the front porch of her Fresno home, repeatedly capturing so-called porch pirates thieving, including one man who made it at least 2 visits while wearing a mask. She posted video footage of the thefts online and received some enticing advice. Why not put cat poop in there? So she did.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the first couple of porch pirates weren't caught, but the guy that picked up the cat poop, guess what? He's in custody. And maybe one day we'll have a story. Well, that's not dumb. That's it. I just got those two. Unless you want to nominate somebody at random, like... Pete Davidson or Justin Bieber, just for being stupid.
or see, how about Louis C.K.?
Yeah, for mocking Parkland survivors.
Yeah, I heard that clip over there. Yeah.
Anybody do anything stupid over New Year's on the New Year's shows? Like, did Mariah Carey fall off a thing or?
No, but I got a hand. Too, and I never watched those shows.
I haven't watched them in a long time.
I watched New Year's Rockin' Eve, Dick Clark's New Year with Ryan Seacrest. By the way, the name of the show is this long.
Yeah.
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
They were in...
because Dick Clark Productions still
unbelievable heavy rain, and he didn't stumble once. He was amazing. Seacrest, with 80 million jobs, did a great job. Mm. So it was the first time I'd watched it in years.
He's Mr. Homogeneous. You know, he's totally incapable of offending anybody.
Right, right.
You know, you can always
rely on him. Teeth are too white, okay? Like, lay off the white strips, bruh.
So you're a toothist.
Yes, I am. Like, when your teeth are unnaturally white, it bothers me. Like,
I had a friend...
Coffee happens.
Just before I moved here, I had a friend in Florida. Very nice lady, Darlene. She was my landlady, and she used to stop by once in a while. And something was bugging me about her appearance, and I finally figured it out, and I said, I don't know how to tell you this, but lay off the white strips or whatever it is, the teeth bleaching, because your teeth are too white.
When it's too much, it's too much.
And the thing is the way I understand it, once you damage enamel and it goes away, there's no coming back. I had a roommate.
Yeah.
God bless her. Her name was Christy, and she was obsessed with the like the painting it on, like the whichever one like you brush on.
Uh-huh.
Oh man! And then she was eating lunch one day, and part of her tooth chipped because it had weakened so much from all that stuff. It's just it's too much. When it's unnatural.
When it's so white that it stands out, and you can't look at anything else, you can't get it off your mind while you're listening to this person talk. That's when it's too white.
That's how I feel about Ryan Seacrest.
Here's James.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I've just turned the radio on. I've been running kind of slow.
Yeah.
You talk about the morning maroon. Have you seen the thing, the video of the girl spitting in the salsa at Walmart?
What?
No.
No.
I just sent it to you, Greg.
Sitting in the salsa?
And you can go to Google and just put girl spitting in salsa at Walmart, but she videotaped it. She spits in the salsa, closed it up, and put it back on the shelf.
Ew. Oh, I just got that story.
God, people are dumb.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's why you check the tops, man. They got the little top pop, then put it back.
I think that girl deserved the award today.
Wow.
But y'all have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Happy New Year.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Lord.
I did write in my random facts that I posted on Facebook, I did write it was Monday the 2nd.
Yeah.
And just below that, a few minutes earlier, somebody posted, hey, everybody, it's Wednesday, not Monday. And I changed it very quickly.
I have a bridesmaid brunch this weekend.
Hey, kids.
It's 80s themed tacky dress. I found the most amazing thing to wear.
Years ago,
I'll
people
fit right into your wedding if you can keep that theme going.
Years ago, people used to write checks, which is like promissory notes for money.
And the date,
And the date when it became a new year was really a difficult thing to because you're so used to writing the 1 year on the check. But look that up someday, kids. It's checks. It's called checks. It's a promissory note.
I don't.
You know, sometimes they still make an appearance when you're in the checkout line. You're having to stand there for an unusually long time because somebody didn't take the time to fill it out as much as possible before.
The thing is, if you're going to do something disgusting, like with this,
like write a check.
I mean, spit in a salsa jar at Walmart. You're almost certainly going to be photographed.
Yeah.
And she was. So I just put the evidence.
What was the point?
Right.
What was she? I mean, like, she, and why that particular jar of salsa?
Mm.
And did she open up other jars? And, like, did she just go down the line? Did she have a condition? Just to spit in jars of salsa.
Sicko.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sicko.
That would be a very, very good description. Mm. It is 8:49, our final leg of the road.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're ending on a positive note. 65 and 85 looking good right now. So is the Boulevard. Checked with all the authorities with Tumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service. All of it looking good right now. Did you get a Christmas puppy? Keep them safe with indoor and outdoor systems from Invisible Fence. You know, what makes the system work is training, and Vicky is the best. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every new year, you resolve to get in shape and join a gym, but you never stick with it.
I know, and I pay for a full year membership.
This year, get realistic about your resolution and join January Gym, the workout facility that's as temporary as your willpower.
Where is it?
January Gym is located in the Old Circuit City, where the Halloween Superstore was in October. And come February, it'll be vacant again.
Does January Gym have all the workout machines I wasn't using properly anyway?
No.
Cool, because weights are heavy, and the TV and the treadmills never have the channels I want, and the spin room's really dark.
Stop making excuses, because you don't need any at the health club that goes away faster than your desire for self-improvement. January Gym.
It's the kind of workout that works out for me.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
I played that for Rich's benefit so he would remember.
Yeah. A little bit of Quick Pitch.
Quick Pitch with Hattie Watney.
On MLB Network.
Sensei Watson.
Hattie Watney.
Heidi Watney.
Who's he? What's he?
Yeah. This is pretty cool.
But that's the theme song of the show.
Now, we all know what happens when people get married.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's when two people agree legally to find what you should be the best friend.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
The jokes are getting worser.
And Leon's getting larger.
And then, not long after that, mm-hmm. it's possible through a certain means of physical contact said married couple can create life.
I haven't gotten that far, that chapter yet. It's part of the book.
Here's a story about a Texas couple who thought they would not be able to have a baby without fertility treatments. Mm-hmm. We're quite surprised by the birth of a record-breaking 15-pound baby.
Ouch.
Good God.
15 pounds. That's pretty big.
It's pretty significant.
Jennifer and Eric Medlock said their first child, Annabelle, was born with the help of fertility treatments after she was diagnosed with something. I don't talk feminine
miracle
issues.
Miracle-Gro?
I don't talk feminine issues.
I don't like talking about anything.
Did you say Miracle-Gro?
I don't like, I'm one of those guys, I don't like talking about anything other than playing the OBGYN lady bit.
If you want to stop any conversation when somebody says female problems, you go, oh. That's ends the conversation.
That's a good way to put it. You are correct, sir. The Arlington couple was preparing to start treatments to have another child when they discovered they had naturally conceived their second baby.
That is a chunky potato.
Do you guys know how big you were?
I was 9 pounds even because mom felt like the birth announcements because that's when people still send out birth announcements or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was 9 pounds even and she was like, it was just weird on the announcements to not be able to put ounces.
I don't remember the number, but I was average size. It wasn't 15 pounds.
My sister.
And I wasn't under.
My sister, who's always been the skinniest one in the family, when she was born, they thought she was a boy. She was over 10 pounds.
Well, that's pretty big. I was close. Yeah. 9'4".
I was 9'7" or 8".
I was 8".
I think 8".
Goose was a 6'6".
I want to say everybody in, like, all five of us were 8 pounds or over.
I need can one of you do me an artistic favor today?
Well, I mean, that depends.
What you want?
Really?
What you want?
That depends? You can't. This man makes breakfast for us every morning. Did it for almost an entire year.
I don't want to say that I can do something.
I don't think I missed a day that I wasn't on vacation.
Right, yeah. That's what I meant, yeah.
Well, I don't want to say, yes, Greg, I can do this for you, and then it turns out to be something I can't do, and he's hurt by it.
That's what you need first, and then we can see if we can do that.
We'll see whose skill set best applies.
Well, I was just thinking, listener Pam Reeves did a beautiful job of working on the color of a photo of Janelle from New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do is send this to you and have somebody put Happy New Year on the right side. Well, and then send it back to me so I can make it my cover picture.
Well, that could be done.
Oh, you got that, Jay.
Maybe trim it up a little bit.
No, other than using the little finger paint on the iPhone where I could write out Happy New Year.
Send it to me and I will try.
Cut the left part of the picture off with this column and just do it over this dark stuff on the right. And
I will try. I can't make any promises.
Okay.
But I think that's, you know, what if I said, yes, Greg, I can do this.
Enjoy your malt meal tomorrow.
Hey, now I'm just trying to tell you that I don't want to say that I can do something and you expect perfection. And then when you get it back, it's a steaming pile of cat crap.
Cover me on it, too. Cover me on the email, too.
Can you? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'll do that. Well, guess what, gang? The bus to Camp News and Views
is
pulled in
bus?
For the first time.
Yeah.
No, that bus isn't here for the rest of the week.
Is that a new bus?
They're off.
Yeah, they're not here for the rest of the week.
Oh.
So. I mean, it's replays.
It's a phantom bus?
Yeah. Of what, the 57 World Series?
I mean, if you got that, send it to me. I'll put it in for tomorrow and Friday.
You know, actually, this morning on MLB Network, they were broadcasting Don Larsen's perfect game. That was fascinating.
Really? In the middle? I almost turned over there, and I didn't.
It was old black and white kinescope.
Wow.
With Mel Allen and Vin Scully.
A young Vin Scully?
Calling the final out. And of all the people, I think, that I saw on the tube during that presentation, he is the last one left. He's 90 now.
Yeah.
And he could still do a ball game.
Oh, he's
better than anybody else.
His memory is better than mine at 10 years ago.
One of the best there is. Well, anyway, I'll be back this afternoon at 3 with Joey. You guys have a great day. News and Views next.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special?